and 12. And do you want to stand and do the pledge with Mark? Could you put up your flag, please?
Okay.
Flag. Or we could use Gary's got a flag there on his desk. Look at Gary's flag. Okay. So if you want to stand and do the pledge, I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
States of America.
And to the republic
which it stands.
Indivisible.
Liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you. All right. Brad even took his hat off. Very nice. All right. Could you please take roll, Luis?
Okay, you ready? Mr. Bowers?
Here.
Mr. Butler?
Here.
Mr. Carlone? Mr. Coppola?
Here.
Mr. Forte?
Here.
Mr. Gray? Mr. Malerba? Ms. Pertosa?
Here.
Mr. Pilastro?
Here.
Ms. Sepcik?
Here.
That's 7.
Okay, we have a quorum. Thank you. Just hang in there, Jim. Don't let go of that computer. All right. We can't take additions, deletions, or corrections to the agenda since this is a special meeting. So we will skip. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Is there anybody on from the public who wishes to speak? Last call. Anyone from the public? Close that. Next, we have a review of our dashboard. Mr. McLiberty.
Hey, Madam Chair. Before you in your packet was the dashboard of the town.
Can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No, oh, now I can.
Okay. The dashboard was in your packet. It's the what we agreed to, the 6 heavy hitters for revenue and expenditures.
Yep.
No numbers are concerning us at this point. We are still getting some of the last grants in from the state, especially
access. He's coming in muffled. I can't understand him.
I'm yelling.
I'm sorry, but you're muffled.
Okay, what do you want to do?
No, I can hear you.
I haven't moved. I'm in the same spot.
Really?
Okay. So heavy hitters, these are the 6 B2 revenue and expenditure heavy hitters. There's no numbers that are concerning us. In fact, tax collection, we're impressed. We're booked 99%.
I can't hear them.
Oh my God.
For some reason, you're going in and out, Keith. You're really loud, and then it goes away.
I'm not moving, so.
Maybe you have a loose wire.
I do this, then. Mr. Butler, can you still hear me?
Oh, because the
Mr. phone. Butler.
Yeah.
Judy, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yep.
Mr. Butler, can you hear me? Judy, can you hear me?
Yep. Could we maybe get Jim on the phone with Mark instead of you, since you're going to be talking? Would that work better, maybe?
Mr. Butler, are you there? I think he's talking to someone else. All right, you want me to keep going, Judy? I think he's on the phone. Yeah, he's on the phone with someone else. You want me to keep going, Judy?
Yeah.
All right. The heavy hitters are the 6 expenditure and revenues. There's none that are concerning to us. In fact, our tax collection broke 99.6%. So that's very impressive. Mr. Mayhew is keeping a close watch on that. And we're getting some more excess cost in this month from the state for special ed. And that's going to go right back to replenish the special ed expenses they had for this fiscal year. So that's the dashboard.
On the first line of the expenditure part, what's that deal that we're like over, are we with overdrawn on that or what?
We're not, because the two, the way it's broken down, Judy, those two are both Board of Ed. One is the MBR and one is the educational cost sharing. So what you'll see is the 164 is going to get offset with the balance of the 815. The two combined equal the Board of Ed appropriation. And Mark and I will reconcile that when we do March, May. That'll wash itself out.
All right. And the other question I had was on the Board of Ed health, that was so...
Well, the way that works is the health insurance is combined between city and Board of Ed.
Yep.
And what we do is we liquidate the city line first, and then move to the Board of Ed. And you'll see that remaining will be liquidated once we reconcile May and pay June.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. I apologize. Okay.
Now, what we're working on, just for the board's sake, is for July 1 to actually have city medical out of city first and then Board of Ed out of Board of Ed, just for us for historic purposes. So we're trying to figure out how to pay that so it comes out of the right account. So you may see some me coming back to you with some variations on what we have to do there, because it's just level loaded and I don't think it's the right way, but we're trying to figure out how to pay the bill by which group the people are in.
So it needs some cost accounting there or something.
Yep. Okay. Yep. It's just been bucketed that way.
Okay.
So that is the dashboard, ma'am.
Is there at any point, and I know it's complicated, but at any point will we be able to see at least in a general way how our general fund is behaving?
Sure. We'll give you the prior year end balance, and then we could do the motions in and out. We could add that as a separate number. It's just not a fluid number. And I've myself and other people, that's something that you don't want to watch that. It's like having an investment. You don't want to watch that every month and liquidate it because it's not there.
No, I know, but if we could have it twice a year,
that's fine.
It'd make
that's
us
fine.
Feel better, I think, about putting in that yeah. money to the fund balance. It'd be nice to see like, oh, there, yeah, see, it's up better now. So, yeah.
Yes, we could add that. We could add that. I just don't want people thinking they have money to spend,
No. We're going to be good.
All right.
We're gonna not want to spend it, so.
Okay.
Have some feedback. Any questions from the board on the dashboard?
No.
Anybody? All right. Next, we have discussion of budget process and format. Not sure what that's about.
That's just now that the process has been concluded, if there was any, observations that anyone on the board had or wants to share, or, strengths or weaknesses that we could look at to adapt for next time. It's really just there while it's fresh in everyone's head. If someone says, hey, next time, can we consider this? This is that opportunity.
But I would like to see before next year. I always feel a little weak in that I don't have comparisons to go by for other towns. So I would love to know by next year, and I don't think it would be that hard to put together just for like maybe about six surrounding towns, maybe like Ansonia Seymour, Shelton, whatever makes the most sense. We'd maybe have to look at that too. The ones that are most like us, that when we're going in and we're looking at, for example, our public works budget, for example, that we could say, oh yeah, well, we're running, our public works tends to run at this percent of total budget and our education runs at that percent of total budget. Just a rough idea, because lots of times when we're like scratching our heads, like where could we possibly cut and this and that, I don't know where we might be. I would like to know where we are kind of compared to other towns, because I've already did a little study on mill rate and it looks like others have had a little better luck holding their mill rate the last 5 or 6 years. But then I don't know that maybe their credit rating isn't going down as a result, etc. I'd just like to be able kind of a dashboard in a way, to have a way so that the board, as we start up the process next year, you kind of see where Derby fits into the template. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
I would like to see that. I don't know.
Would you want it broken down like on a per capita basis? Because just looking at dollars and percent of a total budget without looking at it, I'm just thinking out loud, without looking at it on a per capita basis, isn't going to tell us much, right? So where I'm going is if someone says we're spending X on police in the contiguous communities, X per resident, yeah, that gives us some indication. If we just start saying, you know, one town has a greater percent of a total in the police versus Derby, it tells us just that. It doesn't tell us what we, I mean, yes, we could start to play around, and CCM we're members of, so we could grab a lot of that data with great ease. But then we just have to put it in a format that means something, you know, rather than just a budget number.
Yeah, I don't want it to get too complicated, nor do I want to do it something doesn't make, I don't want to do oranges and apples, you know, but if there's a way we can get our hands on that, just to give us kind of an idea of where we stand vis-a-vis the other communities, like, are we heading in the same direction as them, or do we have some giant, and I'm not saying there'd be that discrepancies, maybe we're doing it better, you know, but
I think the only way to effectively have that is what Keith said, is have CCM draw up our per capita or our residents and you know, and compare apples and apples. We don't want to compare ourselves to New Haven, you know, but CCM draw those numbers and just give us something. And then, I mean, if that's something that you want, that's all.
Yeah,
we belong to CCM, Keith. Is that like a membership?
Yes, ma'am. We're in there.
So we could theoretically put together a wish list for them and say, you know, we would like, because we're giving them, we've got a while. It's not like we want it tomorrow.
No, they have a lot of this already pre-formatted in reports and analysis. I could just go draw down what they have as standard reports and we share it and we see if we like it or not. The other thing is, while we look at it on a contiguous community in the surrounding area, the Board of Ed, the State Board of Ed, has DERGs, which are socioeconomic reference groups that are similar in nature, you know. And for us, we're in a different DERG than a Seymour, but we might be in the same DERG as a Wolcott or a Plymouth. I think we should look at both. Because yes, our competition is Shelton, Seymour, Oxford, for residents, but then also to see, you know, how we're spending in similar socioeconomic towns would be also a good indicator. I think we should think of both contiguous communities and similar socioeconomic structures.
Yeah, I just think it would be interesting to start developing that, start pulling in information maybe a little as we go. I think we'd be better prepared, because I know, like, if my utility bills get too high, one of the first things I think, I'll ask my neighbors, well, how much are you guys paying? You know, to see if I'm like, just something maybe, you know, all the gas is leaking out and into the street or something. I'm not aware of it, so.
Okay.
What's the rest of the board thing? Does anybody have anything to add to that?
No, I think it makes sense.
And if you think of something in the coming days or weeks, just email it, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll address your questions.
Maybe we could put an item on our agenda for our next regular meeting. Maybe have kind of like, you know, how we have our, just keep our budget process item always on the agenda.
Sure.
Maybe we can just start discussing that a little bit as we go.
Sure.
I mean, I think knowledge is always better, so. More we know, the better we can do. Okay, so that's it for the budget.
Unless anyone else has anything else.
So if you guys had your druthers next year, would you do it online or would you do it in person?
This is Brian Cole. I'd say we definitely do it in person.
Yeah.
You know, there is a bit of a learning curve, and you know, let's do our due diligence.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with Brian too.
Yeah, it makes it a little harder, but I think we did good. So under the circumstances, Yeah, I'm going to close item then about the budget processing format. And now we have our possible transfers. Not exactly sure how you have this.
All right, I'll walk you through it. I was trying a different format to make it easier. So if anyone can just, and you know, lend me their ear for this first shot, and we'll see if it works. And if we don't like the format, I'm just trying to put them in blocks of agenda items. So for example,
like it's up on your page two, that's just kind of a list of what we're going to do, and then on page three starts the where we would go from where to where, right?
Correct.
Like the detail. Yeah, I like that kind of. Okay.
So we'll do the first one, and it's not, you know, this is just a test run, but you'll get the concept. So the first one, we sold the Varka property. We got $393,000. The plan has always been to put it in the fund balance replenishment. So what we're doing here is the motion would be to increase revenue to $6,240,0242 because we did receive it, but there was zero in the budget, so we need to increase the budget. And then increase the fund balance replenishment, which is where that sale of that property funds were supposed to go. So we would increase the revenue $6,240,0242 and increase the expenditure $8,400,390,0392 in the amount of $393,737. That would be like the first one. And then we just go down each one, and then I could walk you through the detail of what it is.
Okay. So we're looking at which budget here? We're looking at the 2019-2020, right?
It's 19-20. This is the tail end. This is the end of the year kind of stuff when we do electricity and whatnot. All the cleanups are now.
And everything on this is, right? We're not into the new budget.
We are not into the new budget. And we shouldn't touch that new budget for a couple of months, you know, unless something unique comes in or they need to buy a property or something. That 19, the 2021 should sit idle for at least September, but.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with our first one. Do I hear a motion to increase our revenue side sale of property $6,240,0242 by $393,737.81? And on the appropriation side, increase the fund balance replenishment account $8,400,390,0392 by the same amount.
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Second, Rob.
Second by Rob. Did you guys need any more information on that other than what Keith already shared?
No.
Good? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Second item.
Can I ask a question? Excuse me. When I report this, do you want me to show it the old way or show it the new way?
The minute should be the old way for now. I'll help you with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, as long as the format doesn't matter, as long as it's clear what we did. So.
Okay.
The second item, Madam Chair, is, as you know, Board of Ed, they have special ed costs that once they spend 4.5 times the per pupil expenditure, they get somewhere between 60 and 70% back on the expenditures over the 4.5 times. This 242 is money that is coming in that is above the 300 we had in the budget, and it's purely for excess costs. So what we're trying to do here is raise the special ed revenue excess cost by 242 and raise the expenditure for special ed excess cost by 242. This is all due to the Board of Ed. We owe them this money. So by raising the revenue, we truly reflect the revenue we got. By raising the expenditures, I'm able to transfer them the money and not go over budget.
Sure. So I hear a motion to increase the revenue side $6,640,6410 by $242,335, and to increase the appropriation side $9,900,480,0482 excess cost by the same amount.
I'll make a motion. This is Ray.
Motion by Ray.
I'll second it.
I think it was Sam first.
Yep.
Second by Sam. Is everybody good on that? Any questions for Keith? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item number three, Madam Chair. This is one where right here, the workers' comp, the item is on the agenda. We added this dollar amount. We have a major claim that has to be paid out, and we will get reimbursed a portion of that in the next year, unfortunately. So what this is we're raising our supplemental motor vehicle by $240,000, which is actually what we've received in addition to the budget amount. We have two expenditures we need to raise. One is the liability insurance for $79,000, the budget for the broker, insurance companies who handles it, the agency office was not in the budget. And we owe them that amount. And then the workers' comp is because we're paying a large claim. Now, unfortunately, timing-wise, the revenue we get back for the paying this 88 will come next year. So what happens is we pay and then we get reimbursed once it hits the stop loss. So we need to pay it first. This is primarily of the 88. A large chunk of this is a five-year-old claim. So that is good. It's over and done with. So what we're looking to hear is raise the revenue of supplemental motor vehicle to reflect what we've truly received to date. We increase the liability insurance, increase workers' comp. Now, what is the medical insurance reserve? For years, we've been trying to create a medical reserve. We do not have one. We live off the line items. We hope that our claims are less than what we budget. Here we have an opportunity at the end of this fiscal year to create that medical reserve. So in this case, with the end of the fiscal year, we're looking to, of the 240, transfer 167 to the expense side, and then book 73,000 to the medical reserve. There's also a subsequent item on the agenda where we're gonna put in over 200,000 to the medical reserve. So we are finally being able to execute that reserve fund we so desperately need should we have a bad claim year.
Right. What do they recommend to set that reserve at?
You should be at 3 months of your claims, which would be about somewhere between 800,000 and 900,000. This will give us about one and a quarter months of claims.
Okay.
Which is better than nothing. And we promised over the next 2 years we were going to get to that 3 month claim. So if some year down the road, we hit that catastrophic year, the budget doesn't have to alter itself or pivot, you know, have a dramatic pivot to accommodate it. We'll have some reserve funds.
Right, but and on the same hand, if we were to go 3 years without anything, if we were to make the same kind of a contribution and say we get up to that recommended amount, and the fourth year comes along, we still haven't used it, we would not have to continue to put in there as long as we kept it at this level, right?
Correct, you would keep the reserve fund level, would not have to tax for any additions or replenishments.
Okay. So do I hear a motion to increase our revenue side of the supplemental motor vehicle? 6,000, sorry?
What does 88031 represent?
Well, let's get the motion on the table, then we can ask questions, okay?
Okay.
So do I hear a motion to increase the revenue side, 6,016,6101 of the supplemental motor vehicle? By $240,675.84, and to increase the expenditure side in two pieces. First piece to liability insurance, $2,200,270.001. That would be for $79,000. And then the medical insurance reserve, I don't have a account for that.
I have to create one, ma'am.
Okay, to the account that will be used for medical insurance reserve. The balance of the revenue side, which is 161, 675, and 84 cents.
Correction, we're increasing revenue 240.
Yep.
We're increasing the expense side 167,031. That's that 167,031 on the screen, Judy.
Oh, I'm looking at the hard copy you sent, okay. Yeah.
And then the medical reserve would be funded at 73,644.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize the one we were looking at was different than the one you sent out. Okay. So yeah, the motion would be the top part is true. We're increasing the revenue by the same 246,7584, and we're still increasing the expenditure side for the liability insurance by 79,000. The balance then would go to workman's comp, which is the 2,400,270,273.
Yes, ma'am.
That's 88,000. No, that's 167,031. No,
it's 88,031. These two equal 167. That's all I did was give you a total or subtotal.
Okay. And maybe the formatting we need to like work on some spaces or something. Okay, I'm going to start this one over because, all right. So we're going to increase, we need a motion to increase our revenue side 6,610,6101, supplemental. Motor vehicle by $240,675.84. Then we need to increase the expenditure side in three pieces. The first piece is the 2,200,270,001 liability insurance, and that part would be $79,000. The next piece would be the 2,400,270,0273, which is the workman's comp, and that's for $88,031. And then the final piece will be for the medical insurance reserve, which account needs to be created, and that's for
$73,644.84.
What
was that?
Do I hear a motion?
Motion by Ray.
Rose and Ray?
Yeah.
Rose and Ray team? Okay. Now, did you have a question, Sam?
Yeah, I just wanted an explanation on the 88,000 and the 79,000 once time. I don't know if it was breaking up. I didn't hear it, but I apologize.
Yep, the 88,000 are, we're self-insured for workers' comp. So we have bills that we have to pay for claims that are in process. That 88,031 is paying for old claims that we're still, the insurance carrier is still paying on. So we have to pay it, and then we get a reimbursement for some of that. The reimbursement will come on the next year. If you remember, you have a workers' comp reimbursement revenue line. $79,000 is liability insurance. That budget line was light this year, and that didn't have the fee that's owed to the insurance agent, Gallagher. So of the $79,000, $62,000 of that is their fee. It was not in the budget. We have to pay that. And the balance was we were short on claims payments. So that's the $79,000.
Okay, so my next question.
I have no idea.
It was just an oversight. Why did we miss it in the budget?
No idea. It wasn't. I have no idea. It wasn't in there.
Any other questions?
You don't have a second.
I thought, yeah, it was Ray.
Ray and Rose.
Rose made the motion and Ray seconded it. They did it kind of in tandem very quickly, so it was.
Yeah.
You got to be really quick, Louise, like that. Bam.
Getting old. Okay. Got it.
Like a tap dancing team. All right. Any other questions on that? Don't go up yet. Go back. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Our next bunch. What is all this?
Who opposed that?
Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, the next item, Madam Chair, is we're interested.
So hold on 1 second, Madam Chair. So how many are present?
Seven.
Time out.
Time out.
Two, three. Unless somebody left.
Seven well, present. Three absent.
So if somebody opposed, then that doesn't carry the motion, then?
Correct. But nobody has,
Sam,
that I heard.
Sam said aye instead of nay, I believe, so I think, right? Or is that?
Did you oppose that one, Sam?
I did. I opposed it.
We have a major problem, then.
So what are we going to do? What do you want to change it or what do you want to do?
I don't want to change it.
Well, I have a bill due to the insurance company and I have workers' comp claims that we owe money on. We cannot default on those.
Well, you're moving up $200,000 in a line item coming down the pipe later on, didn't you say?
That's for medical reserve. You still have to pay your insurance policy, and you still have to pay for your workers' comp claims.
And we don't have any money from the budget, from the current budget that we're passing right now.
You can't use that money. These are bills for 1920. You can't use 2021 money.
Yeah, this is last year's budget, Sam.
And some of these workers' comp claims, Sam, are like 3-4 years old. It's just a matter of when they pay out on them, when they settle them.
I mean, it's okay if you don't want to vote yay on this one, but then you have to have an alternate strategy, a particular complaint about them, not just that you don't like it. That's not going to work.
You need every penny of it right at this moment. Everything's due today, or yesterday.
88031 is due for the workers' comp now, and the insurance liability. We owed that fee for 1920. You can't pay it next month. You can't use next year's budget.
All right, but the money's still there. It drops down, comes back up, right? If you so.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I'm just. This amount is due 100%.
Yes. Complete. Absolutely. Yes.
Where do we have that attachment? Because I'm trying to work off my phone here. We have that attachment on the agenda. Let me just check that. I'm trying to work many different screens here, so I apologize.
Well, the workers' comp you don't have because it has people's names on it. So the 88031, we don't give that out. But that is due to PMA. That is absolutely due. 79 is due. Majority of that is what we owe Gallagher Insurance, which was the insurance company that was picked by the alderman in the city.
That last part about the alderman in the city.
You guys, the city hired an insurance company. You owe them this money. There's the default on it. We have bigger problems. I mean, we have to pay what we owe.
I'm just looking for that 88031 file.
I just explained to you. You don't have backup on that because it has people's names on it.
I mean the. Sorry.
It should have been in the budget. It wasn't. I wish we had wiggle room, Sam. I do, but we don't.
Well, I don't know. We're at a stalemate here.
You have to. What is your problem with it, Sam?
That it wasn't in the budget. I mean, I understand the 88031. We can't see the names. I don't know if there's something we can black out to show.
Well, are you questioning that we have a bill for workers' comp? I mean,
no. I normally when there's a transaction, there's a receipt that comes with it. That's all.
Okay, so you are doubting. So, Madam Chair, if you want to table it, we'll figure it out. But I will tell you, we are in default. They're trying to pay claims on people. You owe this much for the workers' comp. We owe it. All we're going to do is the auditor is going to book it back to this year if we don't pay it, and it's going to hit these accounts anyway, and we're going to be negative. We're trying to implement sound accounting practices, and one of them is moving money to fund expenditures. So this is a workers' comp that's due to PMA prior claims, and that's the balance we owe to get through the end of the year. The liability insurance, why it was in the budget, I have no idea, but we still owe it. Gallagher still owed their money.
If you want an alternative, I'd be willing to pay out the workman's comp, and then the liability insurance would come back to. I don't want these people not getting paid.
What's your problem with the liability insurance, Sam? I'm not understanding. I'm going to understand.
That was just an oversight on the budget part, on the budget process.
That was a year ago.
There was an oversight to the tune of $800,000 in the budget.
Yeah.
And we adjusted for those in the last couple of months. So this is part of that cleanup. There was no money funded for Johnson Control. There was no money funded for the fire gear. So we've cleaned all this up. This is kind of the ends of
now getting the budget back under control and corrected.
And after this, it's corrected.
After tomorrow, the budget starts. So
for 1920, and what you did in 2021 is our budget number captures it. Our budget number went up to absorb some of this. If you look at the new budget, that line went up. Insurances went up. Mm-hmm. Now, workers' comp, Sam, just to be transparent, we're self-insured. So we put a certain amount of money in there. If we get a catastrophic claim, right, we may have to raise the budget to pay it out. But you have a revenue side where whatever is above the stop loss, we get back, right? So I don't want, you know, 6 months from now, if we have a bad workers' comp claim and we pay it, and we have to increase the workers' comp line item expense side. I don't want to just say, well, you said we won't have to. We may have to, understanding we get some back. But this is workers' comp for 1920, not 2021.
Yeah, this is the tail end of cleaning up the things that were wrong with the budget a year ago.
All right. I'll let it go. I'll change my vote to a yes.
Okay. I appreciate that, Sam.
Thank you, Sam. And we'll keep a track on the workers' comp for the new year. So if it gets ugly, I'll give you a heads up saying, you know, we got to raise it because of a claim or whatever.
Okay, so is that just the fact that Sam is saying he's changing his vote, is that enough then to
yes, cause
do this, or are we just all set?
There's only 7 of us to have a quorum. You need a unanimous vote on everything.
We're just talking about the procedure. So with Sam changing his vote, then we're good, right?
Yes.
Oh, it should be.
Okay. All right, so that motion carries. So let's move on. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it. So introduce the next section to us, please, Keith.
Okay. So this has a couple of variables in here. Now, keep in mind, what you used to do is in May, you used to give the finance office the ability to move money between gas and oil and electricity. Remember, that goes back to the Joan days.
Yep.
So what I'm doing here is I'm trying to come to you with what we need in some of these utilities. And then the employee HSA in real time. It keeps it a little cleaner in the record. And then when we do the transfers, it's kind of established in some sort of adopted transfer. So some of these, and I'll go through them, are normal expenses that we would move money around anyway at this time of year. I'm just trying to put it in some sort of structure. So what you have here.
Where is so there's one revenue entry, which is the.
Yeah.
21,720.
Yep. Your interest in lien fees, you're actually to the good 221,720. So we have to increase the revenue by 221,720 because that's already been received, and we want the revenue reflect what we received. Where we need some assistance in expenditures, and there's a large balance. So we're only taking about 30 grand of this. Medical retirees, which we have self-insured retiree plan, we're short, to be transparent, $18,500. I'm asking for $23,100 because I believe we have dental claims that are going to hit. City Hall supplies, that $352 is money that the mayor's office went and purchased supplies for, and they were over budget. The the supplies included some Corona. We're going to figure out what we can put for reimbursement. The 1250, the next one, 1250, the 70, the 2900 are all gas and oil for the old city hall. We need more money in those lines to pay those bills for May and June. Paid in Fieldhouse water. Remember, paid in Fieldhouse was purely an estimate, and the estimates are not that accurate. So we need $700 more for the paid in Fieldhouse water. We need $3,200 more for the electricity. We're finding that the lights that are going on at sunset and staying on to early in the morning are costing a great expense. This is for 2 months. So this will get us through 2 months. And then we're sitting down and we're figuring out how to do night setbacks and try and generate some revenue for the field house. There's been no revenue coming in on the field house. And mostly you can't rent that out anyway due to Corona right now. But we need to start getting revenue for this field house because the electricity is costing us a fortune. Then the new city hall, we need $600 for the next 2 months. So I need $1,100 there. And then the employee HSA account, we had one employee that got their funding unanticipated. They got hired 2 months ago and you have to fund it. The funding is $1,500. We need $614 to make that complete because we had some extra money in that account.
Who did we hire? What was the hire?
It was a Board of Ed hire. We funded the HSA account in May.
Okay.
Then overtime wages is for public works. They needed $1,400 prior to today, but they had some overtime, I guess it was last weekend or the weekend before. One was for the event that was on the green, and the other was a tree that came down. So Ed needs $2,100. So what this is doing here is we would increase revenue to increase all the expenses there, and then we put the balance, which is 186,333, into the medical reserve.
All right, sounds good. So let's get a motion going, and then if you have any other questions, we can do that. I'm going to abbreviate this. So I'm going to ask for a motion to increase our revenue line $6,620,6200, which is faster interest and lien fees, by $221,720.11, and to distribute that among the expenditure items as listed in the agenda attachment, page
three. Item number four.
Excuse me, and that is the sum of the $221,720.11, and I'm not going to mention all those again because they're on the list. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make the motion, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
I'll second it. Brian Capullo here.
Second by Brian. Okay, any questions on any of these items for Keith?
Just the three gas and oil items. Was that for the city hall?
It's the old city hall.
Or for transportation and fuel for vehicles?
No, it's oil, natural gas or oil for the old city hall, which is the board okay. Of Ed and the pool.
Yeah, okay, no, I just clarifying that.
Yep. We could add natural, Sam. The problem is we only have so many characters, so if I put natural, I lose city hall to CH.
No, it's fine. It was just the three items. You just scroll down, and I just, sometimes it's breaking up. I can't hear it. It was just, that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, I'm assuming.
Madam Chair. Yes. Madam Chair, Mr. Carloni is in the meeting. If you could just confirm that he is here.
Oh, are you here, Chris?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Okay, got it.
Sauntering in anytime. Jeez.
He was having a nice.
I know. He was probably making pasta sauce. That's what I'm guessing. So were you, when did you get in on the full of this explanation for this vote?
No, I just came at the end just now.
Okay, so we won't count you. So I do have the seven others. So this motion passes. Okay, now.
Madam Chair, item number five. Item number five is something that we have to do, but it's also something we need to do better going forward. And what this is when we put in the budget the police pension, that pension is based upon the base salary. Of course, pension is paid on overtime and outside work. So if you recall, the city takes a portion of what we bill for outside work and we retain that. But what we've never done is actually applied it towards the pension share of outside work. So in other words, the line item in the budget absorbs the expense. We never take a certain percent out of the what we collect for outside work to offset the pension. It all goes to the bottom line. But what happens now is the police pension is now short $32,000. It's going to end the year short about $49,000. So what makes sense is if we're billing and getting it from outside work, we should take it from outside work to offset the expense to the city so it's not borne by the taxpayers and the money doesn't drop to the fund balance. And then we have to absorb it through the operating budget. So what this is doing is saying, look, your outside work is on a budgetary basis is light. We can raise the budget outside work by 50,000, which we've already collected it, it's already been received, and raise the police pension by the 50. Therefore, you're taking part of the billables for outside work and we're offsetting an expense that we're exposed to as a result of the outside work.
Okay.
Going forward, what we're gonna do is when we bill and we collect, we're gonna cut right when we receive the check and say to the board, okay, look, we received 100,000. 70 of it's going into the overtime and salaries, 20 into the pension, 10 into administrative fees. This way, we're not doing this at the end of the year and we're not having to scramble to cover a liability.
Sounds good to me. All right, so do I hear a motion to increase our revenue side $6,690.69.52 by $50,000? And do the same on the expenditure side, 2300 to 70,271, which is police pension, by the same 50,000.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Sam.
I'll second it, Rose.
Second by Rose. Any questions?
Judy,
all favor?
I'm sorry. No, I just want to clarify. So basically, your current budget has 193,500 budgeted, and we've received 700,000.
Yes,
so what we're doing is raising that 193 by the 50, and we'll cover the expenses. We're also, Maria, and we're fixing the billables, and that's becoming more aggressive, so it's not going to be lagging a year or two before we get our money. Thank you, ma'am.
That's a good idea. There's a lot of little guys like that. We got to kind of can make our life a lot easier. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Now we have a working balance to fund an assistant finance director item.
What it is the working balance has, we're taking 11,400. When Barbara Rugg retired, she had a payout for a sick vacation and unused accrued time was 11,400. So we're putting that in now because it's going to be short that amount when we complete June, because that was paid out of that line and it's going to go make the salary line go negative. So this is an actual expense this year. So that's why we're taking it out of the working balance. And that was due her by contractual obligation.
What do we have in the working balance right now, Keith? Hello?
Yeah, hang on, I'm looking at another screen. Our working balance is sitting at 58,583.
So this is more than likely this plus the next one will be the end of our use of that.
Yes, ma'am.
The rest will fall down for the...
And you still have a special working balance of 98.9 that hasn't been used.
Okay, great. Very good. So do I hear a motion to transfer $11,488 from the working balance $8,400,390,0390 into the assistant finance director $2,500,110,0111.
I make the motion, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
Second by Ray.
Second by Ray. Any questions on this? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right, next.
Next item, Madam Chair, is a working balance transfer of $1,250. This is to cover the City Hall custodian who in the last four months now, but since Corona started, he's had overtime through the course of the third and fourth quarter of the year. Primarily, he had overtime when we did the duct cleaning. And those were two consecutive weekends, which was having Sunday time work. So we need to put the overtime back into his salary line so that we don't go negative for June. But I want to draw your attention to this. We are submitting this $1,250 for Corona-related reimbursement, which will, if we get reimbursed, when will be 100% reimbursement. But for this ledger's sake, we have to put it in line so we can pay him and not go negative. When the revenue comes in, it'll go to the bottom line.
Pretty good. We hope those Corona reimbursements go a little bit faster than those IRS tax refunds this year. So do I hear a motion to transfer $1,250 from the working balance, $8,400,390,0390, into the full-time janitor wages, $8,100,110,0110?
I'll make the motion. Sam?
Motion by Sam?
I'll second it, Rose.
Second by Rose. Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Okay, item 8, Madam Chair. This is simply a line item transfer within the Department of Public Works. What it is that when the budget was built, there was money in maintainer for an individual who retired. They hired someone as a maintainer too. But the money never followed the hire. So what I'm doing here is taking the maintainer four wages, which are not needed in that line, moving it to the maintainer two to make that line, which is negative, positive, and pay out the rest of the year with the new hire that they have in two. So it stays within Ed's budget. Ed is the one who he approved this, but it's just shifting within his department to the right line item for the right maintainer.
Okay, makes sense. So do I hear a motion to transfer $56,500 from the maintainer four wages, $4,100,110,0114, into the $4,100,110,0112, which is put in here as maintainer two wages.
I'll make the motion, Rob.
Motion by Rob?
I'll second it, Sam.
Sam. Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I have to recuse.
Okay. We should still have seven then, so we should be good. Okay.
That was Chris.
I know, Chris. I'm sorry. Yeah, Chris Carlone recused. And we still, because we have eight people right now, so we still have back seven. Motion carries.
Item number 9, Madam Chair, is a transfers within the senior center budget. I believe Christine is on, but I'll walk through them and she can take it from there. They need money in building operations, the $6,800,460,0460. They need it for elevator inspections that were conducted. There was a repair that was done. There was a fire inspection that was conducted. So they're short $6,700 in building operations, which will cover all of their bills and liabilities for this year. The transfer, internal transfer that's being proposed is to take it from instructors, since they do not have any more instruction to conduct for this year, and the balance has the $5,700. And from an electricity account, they're gonna be to the good I think it's 1,400, but we're only needing 1,000 to transfer to cover the building operations of the town. So this is all within their budget.
Okay, makes sense. So do I hear a motion to transfer $5,700 from the instructor account 6,800 480-0480 and an additional $1,000 from the electricity account 6,800-230-0230 and put the sum of those into the building operations account 6,800-460-0460, which is a total of $6,700.
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Seconded, Brian.
Second by Brian. Questions? Would at some point the electricity keep go over with the other electricities as opposed to separate here for them, or does that
yes. make more sense? No, we should, ma'am. There's some cleanups that we'll propose, and it will be for next year, just because we've adopted it this year. But there are some cost centers that have electricity and some that don't, and there's some that have gas and some that don't. So we're gonna bucket those. What I ideally like to do is create a department for utilities and not have like City Hall has a lot of the electric bills. And I'd rather create an electric department and then have all the meters in one department within the budget. So we will be coming back to you with some allocation transfers to do just what you said, because it's hard now, you know, who has electric in there? Christine has it in hers, but you know, Dennis doesn't have it in his, and natural gas for Payton is in City Hall. So we're going to propose some changes, ma'am, along those lines.
Any other questions for Keith? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Madam Chair, the next two, Fire Department and Police Department, I have Gary Parker on for Fire, and I believe Scott Todd's on for Police. So if you want to do those, and then the last one I can do.
And Sam, okay, let me get the motion going, Gary, and then I'll let you explain, okay?
Sure.
So first of all, do I hear a motion to move $255 from the 3,200-330-0332 fire alarm maintenance into the annual contracts 3,200-330-0336.
Motion by Sam.
Motion by Sam.
Second.
Is that you, Rose?
Yeah, Chris did it too, so take whatever one you want.
We're going to take Chris because he hasn't had any opportunities.
That's what I figured. Kick Rose to the curb. Don't worry about it.
We're very democratic here. So, Gary, what's going on with this one?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This is in our annual contract. So this particular invoice we just received, it's for the annual administration of our what's called our firehouse software. It enables the fire department to complete all the fire reports, keep track of, basically it's a all in fire department service software. The Derby Fire Department, just like every fire department across the nation, is required to complete fire incident reports on every incident that we respond to. And that is tracked in a national database. This software is kind of the go-to standard across the country to meet that standard. So this is the annual cost for us to do that. I believe that this was just an increase in the cost this year, was not anticipated. I will say in the new budget, 2021, I had requested to, and I believe you asked, an increase in the contracts budget that would cover this type of thing going forward. So, and basically we took the fire alarm maintenance budget and which we no longer service, and that was put into between education and this annual contracts to eliminate this problem from moving forward.
Right, sounds good. Anyone have any questions for Gary? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Scott.
I like your deer there. It's very patriotic. It has a flag. Police department. Do we have a police department representative here?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that Todd?
Yes, it is Scott.
It is Scott. I know. I remember that. That the first name and last name are the same, but it's okay. just like that. So we have, I'm going to go ahead and get a motion on the table. I keep wanting to move this, but I don't have control of this thing. And then we'll see what questions we might have, okay? So do I hear a motion to transfer within the police department $14,910 from their computer maintenance account, 3,100,460,0464, into a list of other departments as detailed on the agenda, page 5. So that would be the motion right there.
I'll make the motion, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
Rob?
Yes.
Yeah. Rob. Robert. Do I hear a second?
Second by Ray.
Second by Ray. Are there any that you want to point out, Scott? Scott.
Well, just the very basics of what occurred was we had a hardware failure of our server room backup. So we lost all access to our backed up records. Our computer company had to go in and attach, you'll see a bill of $3,500 to recover that lost information from the actual hardware device. In addition to paying that $3,500, the rest of the money is to purchase a new backup device as well as a new server. And the caveat being, I'm no computer expert, but basically the server was what's called a virtual server, which means the actual hardware device was split between two different devices. And what our computer people are telling us is it was a cost-saving effort that we did years ago to try to save about $6,000 or $7,000. The software that drove that virtual server contributed to the failure of our backup. So what they're telling us is to prevent a future problem like this, we need to replace the actual hardware device, not only the server, but the backup as well. So this was a completely unanticipated, obviously unanticipated failure. But what we are hoping is by replacing it, we won't have this problem again. In addition, what we are going to move forward with for a very reasonable fee of $25 a month, our computer people will back up our software to their hardware by way of the cloud. So if this happens again, there won't be an exorbitant fee to recover our lost information.
This is probably the way people are going now, I would guess.
How old is the system?
So the actual, the NAS, the network accessible storage that failed was about 4 years old. And again, not being a computer guy, but as I understand it, that's relatively old for a piece of hardware that's backing up your entire server system. So that's why we would like to move forward with, even if it only backs up every 30 days, at least something where if we have another catastrophic failure, our own computer company can back us up with ease versus $3,500 of attempting to rebuild everything off of a failed hard drive.
Sounds like a good plan.
When did this happen?
It happened approximately 3 weeks ago. So we've been limping by doing everything by hand for about 3 weeks.
All right. And Judy, Mr. Butler, you have any questions?
No, I am listening.
Mr. Butler's good.
Okay, before we can vote on this, I need to reframe this motion because I have it backwards. We want to transfer from the list of accounts on the sheet number 5, this is item 12, into computer maintenance, 3100-460-0464. I want to make sure that that's noted. I said it absolutely backwards. Not sure why, but it just seemed right at the time. Any other questions for Scott? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm going to just recuse myself.
Okay. So motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I guess this is our last one, Keith?
Yes, ma'am. This last one is...
No, there's two more.
No, just the last one.
Oh, it's all together? It's on two.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
This is a request to transfer from working balance $350 to cover a $150 bill that the mayor obtained keychains, and I believe he was giving them out, if not to students, he gave them out to the community. $100 for office supplies, in which Pam went to BJ's and Big Y and got office supplies. $38 for the water for City Hall. We're going to be short on the Poland Springs. And then $60 for cups, plates, and miscellaneous supplies for City Hall.
Okay. So do I hear a motion to move $356 from working balance 8400-390-0390 into the accounts as listed in item number 12 on our agenda?
Motion by Brian Cuolo.
Is that Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, motion by Brian.
I'll second it, Sam.
Second by Sam. Any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Before we adjourn, do we have any notion of what this month looks, July looks like for meetings, Keith?
I would say short of a shortfall that we have in 1920 that pops, we should not even, I don't think we need to meet in July because the budget is the first meeting. We definitely need to meet in August.
I couldn't hear. So we aren't meeting in July?
Probably not, ma'am.
Okay, so we would be back in August and probably on our normal schedule?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm growling.
No, I'm not moving. I don't know why people can't hear me.
I don't know. I'm not moving either. So my ears are like right here. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn, Rose.
Rose made the motion. Do I hear a second?
Second by Chris.
Second by Chris. This meeting stands adjourned at 8:21. Thank you all very much.